and accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Monday, March 23rd, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, as usual, is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, Michigan. Good morning. Absolutely good morning, Missy.
Well, good morning. And I'm actually in Traverse City. I'm kind of up here by you guys today.
Oh, cool. Well, listen, yeah. We appreciate you coming up here. Hey, one of the things I did over the weekend is I saw my high school senior picture.
Okay.
And it was like, whoa, visiting my mom, and she had it, you know, on the fireplace mantle.
Yeah, what color hair did you have?
Blonde.
What? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Blonde. Especially in the summertime, I worked landscape my junior summer going into senior, and when I took my picture, yeah, I was blonde and blue eyes, and yeah. And okay. The thing of it is that I remembered my body.
Yeah.
And I thought about my senior graduation where I weighed 220 pounds. I was 6'3", played football my previous year until I hurt my knee going in my senior year. And I thought, you know, I'm sure everybody else out there, I mean, there with exception, you know, there were some fat people in my class in high school. They had problems probably going on early in their lives when they were like third, fourth grade, whatever, hereditary, DNA, whatever the situation was. But the majority of us were pretty healthy, and we could eat anything, not gain any weight. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just a healthy society back in 1976.
Good old days, right?
The good old days, right? And I'm like, what changed from then to now? Here
what
we are 50
hasn't
years
changed?
50
yeah.
years later.
Yeah. Oh, what changed is, well, the introduction of a lot of processed foods and a lot of chemicals that started coming into our daily living without us actually understanding the consequences to what those toxins were going to actually do inside our body, which is why I have a healthy job right now, because I've got a lot of people whose bodies literally stopped functioning the way that they were back in high school days due to things they don't understand that's going on inside the body.
Now, on that point, you're saying that a lot of it was just simple consumption, exposure, environment. It was just something that just started evolving over the years and simply got worse and worse while we were simultaneously getting older.
Right. And obviously that is not happening now. So a senior in high school today isn't the same senior in high school that you were in, because that senior in high school has lived underneath this world system with all these toxins coming into it. So you go around and try to really find some healthy looking seniors. I mean, even obesity is running rampant in school-age children now. It didn't used to back in the day. So again, there's these outliers that have come into play in America that is causing this issue that we have, which is, you know, we're overweight.
Pure and simple. Pure and
yes.
simple. And,
right.
and the fact of the matter is, this can be discovered, this can be found out, what's going on in our bodies, in our organs, in our cells. All of this can actually be scanned, and that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. You can actually uncover this.
Yeah, we have to reboot the body. Keywords, reboot the body, and we're going to talk. So I can't wait. I'm going to try to unpack this in a leveled way coming up.
Very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. If you have any questions for Missy, text them to me, 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break and back with Missy shortly. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions, talking about getting back to high school, the year we took our senior picture.
You play that intro song, and it does take me back to high school.
Right? Absolutely.
Sorry. Yep. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the thing of it is, you've done some research, and you've looked at what's going on with all the clients that you've been dealing with over the years, reoccurring themes when you do the scans, when you do the reports, things that you're finding. But let's talk about rebooting our bodies back to when we were in high school.
Sure. Okay. So in order for people to even understand what that scan is, because that might sound a little creepy or weird, I get it. So let's just think about this, about rebooting. Have in mind the word reboot and reset when I'm talking, because they're kind of interchangeable, right? But we have to just think about this. We're not going to talk about the body right now, but I need people to grasp this. Think about how many things in life need a reset function, to go back to the way that they were designed to work. Like, you know, your phone freezes, so you restart it. Your computer gets cluttered and starts acting glitchy, and you reboot it. Your Wi-Fi is acting kind of weird. The signal's off, and so you unplug it, and then it restores the connection. Even how many of us are now, thank God for this thing called GPS and that good old-fashioned paper maps, but even in GPS, it has to recalculate when it gets off course. Every other part of life, that's what happens when something that is mechanically running is malfunctioning, or technology, the phone. I mean, when things aren't working right, we go to Best Buy and we have our little appointment with the Geek Squad, right? Our car's like spitting and sputtering, and we go into the mechanic, and they're going to get out a little device that's going to scan the car to figure out what's wrong, and then take it back to the factory settings. Just like when you go to the Geek Squad, they're going to scan the system to see what's wrong in order to fix the system. And this is the thing, is no one's ever even possibly thought about our body is the same way. We need to, the body runs in a way that people just haven't grasped before, because the medical model, unfortunately, they weren't trained to look at the body the way that I'm explaining how, just, you know, I'm just looking at it in a different angle, right? We were trained in different models. Let's just say that. So most conventional medicine was built to diagnose disease, to manage your symptoms, to intervene only when something's already gone wrong, right? It's incredibly valued in emergencies and traumas and surgeries and acute care, but it's not traditionally designed to study the body through the lens of what I do: signals, stress loads, adaptations, and the dysfunction of what's going on inside your body before the red check engine light goes on in your body. Because everyone's got their check engine light going on in their body, they just didn't know what it means, you know?
Right.
I mean,
perfect example in what you just described, as I was listening to you talk, you know, Vicky had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Well, in that mode, you know, you nitroglycerin under the tongue and aspirin, you call the ambulance, you go to the hospital, cardiologist comes in. Sure enough, you know, she had a couple of stents from 2007. They were blocked. and that caused the heart attack, right? So in that mode, that's good medical. Thank God we have that technology now that we can unblock those stents, add a third stent, and she's doing great. Blood pressure 120 over 80 with medication, blah, blah, blah. But what led to that, you're saying, is what we can deal with if you haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just a heart attack. I mean, it's everything. I mean, because you figure, like, what the conventional medicine is asking is, what disease is this, right? What I do is, why is the body struggling to regulate? What's going on? Why is the body struggling so hard? There has to be a reason, and there always is, because your body is amazing and it has the ability to be scanned and to be able to scan. And again, we can get into how do we scan them. We have to look at what's for the listeners at home. I'm going to ask you this question and answer it, and you can even text it into Randy. What do you believe causes your metabolism to be turned on? What actually runs and operates your metabolism? And pause on that and think on that, because I guarantee you the answers I've been, you know, that I get is movement. I think movement is my metabolism. Some people think it's how many calories I eat or if I exercised. Okay, I like those answers, but they're absolutely not even in the ballpark for what it is that controls metabolism. They're the wrong. It's good, but it's not what actually controls. I mean, think about it. Your cell phone acts all weirdo and everything, and you can sit there and have all your opinions on the world as to why it is. But until you go into the Geek Squad and they go, oh, look at this, 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 this is wrong, that's why it's been dysfunctioning this way. You know, because
so in that process of a scan, you're actually able to communicate electronically, sending signals to the body, receiving the feedback back from the scan, and then you're able to see exactly what's malfunctioning, what's causing the metabolism not to work.
Absolutely. And this is what I've said, you know, how many times, as Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, you have to think in terms of energy, frequency, vibration. The body is no different. It runs on communication, timing, and instructions. Really? Did you know that your body's running on instructions? I mean, people don't think like that. The medical model has reduced it down to how they see it. Heart, liver, lungs, kidney, gallbladder, brain, colon, gastrointestinal. Well, those are pieces and parts of the body, but what controls the body are the 36 trillion cells inside the human DNA that are operating, that if the cells are operating and function, if your cells are functioning, you will never have to call my office because you won't need me. But when your body is offline, off grid, the signals are scrambled, then you're going to have the issues that I see when I walk out in public every day. I cannot not see it. The only way I see healthy people is if I leave America. I go to Australia and I have to scour the city streets for somebody that looks unhealthy. That sucks.
Unlike America, state of Michigan, all across the country, it's exactly the opposite. We are mostly heavy compared to Australia, but there's a reason for it.
There and again, it goes back to, and I'm telling you guys, it's not your fault that this is what's going on in your body. We are a product of what 10,000 chemicals coming into our food chain and everything else that we take, the water supply, the fluoride. Again, you guys, there are all these other countries don't allow these chemicals into the system, into our bodies, because of what is going to happen, the consequences of this drug, or not drug, the consequences of this FDA approved stuff. And so go back to high school days. Why were we so healthy? Because our metabolism was running without a problem. And again, why was our metabolism running without a problem? Is because, one, we didn't have all those toxins and hormone disruptors. I mean, we're eating food that has been genetically modified over and over again to cause the endocrine system to go off grid, like off grid. You, people are so estrogen dominated and progesterone weak, or their cortisol is way out of control because the body has been burdened and in fight or flight mode for sometimes up to 50 years with people, you know? And so when people hear this, when metabolism is functioning the way it was designed, the body is able to access and burn the stored fat for energy throughout the day, especially between meals when the energy is demanding it. Your healthy metabolism is metabolically flexible. Your body was designed to use energy efficiently. That means when metabolism is working well, it taps into stored fat for fuel instead of holding on to it. So your body was designed not just to store fat, but to use that fat when it needs it. And that, look back at that high school photo, man, that I was there. I was first singles tennis player. I mean, and then, you know, I stopped playing tennis and I gained some freshman 15, but I blamed it on me not playing tennis. Well, there was a lot of things going on then too.
Sure. And, right. Well, yeah, the thing of it is, when they call your office, and this is so simple, it's a phone call, 269-964-4044. And all they're going to do is schedule an absolute free phone conversation with you where you can ask them questions about them. Because every single person who calls, every single person that you interact with is completely different. So you have to go through and actually ask them about them, find out about them, and then you explain how you can scan and fix whatever is wrong. Bottom line, that's how it works.
That's as simple as that. Now, listen, I also know people have heard us talk about, you know, weight loss drops and eating, you know, proteins and don't have this, and don't have, you know, just like a lot of doctors sometimes give you guys medicine and you have to maybe take some food before you take the medicine. Why? Because the doctor told you to. There's a reason why, you know, the body has to be prepped for it. Well, the same thing, in order for your metabolism to come back online, like you're coming into the geek squad when you see me. If you've got like a, I'm the geek squad for your body. And in order for me to bring your system back online, you're going to have to follow four simple rules for a matter of 20 to 40 days, and that's it. That's it. This is not the rest of your life. It's just you have to follow four rules in order to bring your body back online and let your body get back into how it was functioning back in high school days, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And a perfect example, folks, is pictorially, you can see it right on her website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. TruckerRandyHealth.com, one word, before and after pictures. There's other folks there as well. But the screenshots, I've had so many people tell me, wow, I looked at the screenshots, April 23rd, 2023, you're 297 pounds. 4 months, 4 days later, August 27th, same year, you're down to 217. And they're like, wow, that's 80 pounds basically in 4 months. And it's been off for over 2 years now. And the thing of it is, Missy, like you said, it's only, you know, 20, 40, 50, 60 days, depending on how much weight they want to lose.
Right.
That's all they have to do this for.
Yeah. Sky's the limit, because the body doesn't care how old you are. It doesn't care. It just was designed. You have to go back to the factory settings. You have to understand that there was like an owner's manual to how this body works, and the medical model didn't, they just don't see it. They just weren't taught it this way. Why would they introduce a Nikola Tesla, you know, how this whole body works? You know, I mean, it's just dollars and cents here, in my opinion. But yeah. I mean, again, how do you guys know if the check engine light on is in your body? Well, it comes in as stubborn weight, fatigue, brain fog, poor sleep, headaches, mood swings, cravings, skin flare-ups, digestive issues, getting sick more often, feeling wired but tired, knowing that your gut's off and the doctors say you're fine. Yeah, you need to call me, because I'll explain it. I'll explain why.
Exactly, exactly. And the other thing that we want people to understand, again, this is just a short fat-burning program to get you down. And then when that's all said and done, you go into reset. You explain all that to them on the phone call as well.
I go into way more detail, yeah. And again, I bring jumper cables back to your metabolism. I mean, just like you take